If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, today is, in fact, Friday. It is the Friday before Christmas, and so it's that very special moment, but it's also the Friday before the fourth Sunday of Advent. We talked earlier in the week how Advent, fourth Sunday of Advent this year is only 24 hours, and that, as I read on the internet, someone, I guess on Twitter, mentioned that this is the shortest Advent configuration you can have. Of course, it happens every so many years, but the shortest configuration you can have is when Christmas falls on a Monday. Last year, you remember, Christmas falls on a Sunday, so you had the longest configuration you can have, with the entire week of Advent being there for the entire fourth week of Advent being there, making Advent four complete weeks. Well, one of the things we've been talking about is liturgy, and I've been talking about the difference between the two sides of the two variations, the two extremes of liturgy. There's the one side that is filled with curmudgeons. They're the ones that are yelling, you know, or getting all upset, or writing on the internet, oh, you know, people can't be doing this, and no, they can't be doing this, and they shouldn't do this in mass, blah, 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 blah. That's your curmudgeons. And usually they're people who have a very strict interpretation of what happens at Mass. And then there are the other ones that make the Mass like a party for children. So the most extreme example of that is the clown Mass, which is very rare. And I told you earlier in the week, there's some person who said that I celebrate clown Masses, which I don't, because I believe that clowns should go to Mass. It's that simple. Not necessarily dressed up in their, as we could call it, uniform, but there is a parish, the Circus Parish, down in Sarasota, Florida, and that is where circus performers, including clowns, go to Mass. They don't necessarily go as clowns. That's where they go to Mass. So those are the two variations. So our liturgy is called to be where we're focused on Christ, and we're also focused on, as a community, our unity with Christ. So that's one of the reasons why people will say, well, I don't have to go to Mass. Well, first of all, the Lord has called you to go to Mass. And when you say, I'm not going to mention his name, you all know who he was, who he is, this famous former employee, now retired, who said, no, I don't need to go to Mass. I'm Catholic, but I don't go to Mass. Well, you know, that reality really defeats the whole purpose of understanding what the Mass is all about. That the Lord comes to us and calls us to be a community. And in that community, we recognize and we celebrate his tremendous love for us within a community. So one of the reasons why, and you've heard my ad, which I'm going to do in about 2 minutes. One of the reasons why we have the ad is, remember, your presence is important. And so when you go to Mass, keep away from the obligation part and see what we can do to build the Mass to be something that you want to go to. And that's important. And part, there was a lot of different reasons for that. We just started coffee and donuts after the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony's in Alston, St. Anthony Parish in Alston. And They have, now that's in the English-speaking community. The Brazilian community has done this all along. And that's part of building the community. And that's part of getting people to come together and recognize that they all share that relationship with Jesus Christ as our Lord. And we that relationship with the Holy Trinity and that relationship with God within the context of the Catholic Church. So yeah, we just started that, Coffee and Donuts. And one of the things we're looking at is to do coffee and donuts for, we'll use cookies, and we're going to be using cookies from Homeboy Industries. If you don't know about Homeboy Industries, this is not an ad, it's not an endorsement or anything else, or not a paid endorsement, rather. Homeboy Industries is based in Los Angeles, and it's a organization founded by a Jesuit by the name of Father Greg Boyle to restore people who have been caught up in gangs and caught up in the criminal justice system. And so it's a really good ministry, so to speak. And one of the things they do is they make cookies. And they make all kinds of things, but they make cookies. And so we're going to be using them for our coffee and donuts. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Parish, the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass here at St. Anthony in Allston, then you know that you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. Now, if you're looking for a church to call home and you aren't sure if St. Anthony's is the church, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Take us up on our standing invitation. Come to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass. And you might be saying, well, I'm not ready to donate yet. What do I do when the collection basket comes around? Here's what I'm going to tell you to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper. That's all you need to do. You don't have to contribute. Just write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection basket. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston. It doesn't go for any other parish or any other church because they're going to look at this and say, what does this mean? So just understand that. And if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. So come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. We're conveniently located just a stone's throw from the Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. So we're back. And so we're talking about this understanding of liturgy and the importance of participating in liturgy and coming to Mass. I know you've heard me say this 1,000 times, but I really believe that one of the reasons why I speak Spanish is because my high school Spanish teacher went to Mass when I was in high school, and I used to see him. We went to Mass at Immaculate Conception in East Weymouth. If you don't know that parish, it's a round parish. And so he would sit on one side of the church, and I would sit on the other, just by the way we sat. I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to sit over there because he's there. No, but so obviously, since it's a round parish, I had a view that, you know, I used to say, oh, you know, Mr. Player is here. And that was a very powerful reminder that, yes, that's important that, and I always keep that in mind, that seeing other people at Mass is a reminder, hey, we have something in common. We have something that we connect to. And that's really important. So your going to Mass is important. And I swear that is one of the reasons why I speak Spanish today. And I speak Portuguese. Remember, I always bring this up. And I'm not saying anything against my teachers at the time. But I took 5 years of French in junior high school and high school, and I don't say anything in French. I've never taken a course in Portuguese, and I suppose some of the Brazilians will say, well, that's pretty obvious. But no, I mean, I speak Portuguese. I learned a lot of Portuguese, learning to speak Portuguese the way I learned how to speak Spanish by participating in things that helped me to speak Spanish. But you understand that. I took 5 years in junior high school and high school. I speak French. I speak a little bit of French. As I always say, I'd like a croissant and au bon pain. But I really think one of the reasons for that is because my Spanish teacher went to Mass. So part of participating in the liturgy is going to the liturgy, is going to church on Sunday, is being part of the parish. If they have coffee and donuts after Mass, go to coffee and donuts, you know? And you might say, well, it might take a few more minutes. Donuts. Well, while the people don't go to Coffee and Donuts, leave the parking lot, you have the opportunity to have Coffee and Donuts speak with people, talk to everyone, and then afterwards, you don't have a problem leaving the parking lot. There you go. So kind of think along those lines. Speaking of that, when I was at Immaculate Conception as growing up, and I remember, if you ever go to Immaculate Conception East Weymouth, I don't know if they're still there, I'm sure they are, but you look at the very top and you'll see windows that are frosted. And they always reminded me of Christmas, because you'd look up around Christmas time, especially. Of course, I went to Mass every Sunday, but Christmas time, and you'd see the frosted windows. I remember one time they were playing Ode to Joy as we were leaving church. And I looked at the frosted windows, and of course, it was a reminder that this was winter. It was Christmas. Of course, it was also like that in the summer, but that's a different story. And I always think of that. That's one of the things I think back to as well. When I went to Mass at Immaculate Conception in East Weymouth. That's where I had my first Mass, by the way. So being part of the parish, being part of the church, and attending Mass, that's all so important because your presence is essential as well. So definitely think about that. And think about that as we hit these 2 days coming up, the fourth Sunday of Advent, and then the following day, Christmas. And I know there are a lot of people that just go to Christmas on, just go to Mass on Christmas and Easter. We call them Cape people. Christmas, Ash Wednesday, Palm Sunday, and Easter. But we know a lot of people who just go to Christmas Mass and Easter Mass and Palm Sunday and Ash Wednesday, and maybe want to think about going on a regular basis because that's important. It's really important that not only are you sharing your faith and experience your faith with the Lord, but you're sharing it with others. And of course, there are people like that politician or that former employee who said, no, I don't have to go to Mass. I have my own ethics and stuff. Well, no, actually you do. We're going to talk more tomorrow, on Monday rather, on Christmas Day. You'll hear our Christmas program. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you on Monday. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.